And we have a preaching topic this morning is seeking God, seeking God. Amen. Can we say that together? Seeking God. Praise God. And when we seek God, we keep our minds off of everything else. You know, you can't try to seek fame and seek riches and seek, anything else. But we need to keep our mind on seeking God. And I do feel in these last days, that's why a lot of people is losing out. Amen. That's why a lot of people is failing, because they take the mind off of seeking God and they begin to seek other things. Amen. And in order to stay healthy and on fire for God, we must keep our minds on the Lord. There is a scripture where it said, who mind is stayed on thee, he will want keep thee in perfect peace. So that's what our minds need to be on. Amen. Is on the Lord. So let us seek the Lord. Amen. We need him. We can't do nothing without him. We need his guidance. We need his direction. We need him to lead us and guide us. Amen. So that's why I want to seek after, amen, the most holy one, and that is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. See, when we seek after God, then he will protect us and he will keep us out of trouble. He will keep us, amen, amen, in his will and in his way. Praise God. And I know we must do that. Now, seeking God means devoting your heart and soul to find God in every situation. Amen. How many know you can't just said leave him out of this? You know, sometimes you say, well, I'm going to work this out myself right here. Amen. I don't really need the Lord right here. Oh, yes, you do. Amen. You need a Lord. Amen. With every situation, praise God. You need a Lord every moment. You need a Lord in our lives. Praise God. He take us where he want us. Amen. And a lot of times he loves to take us in the valley. And so many times, and a lot of times we don't want to be in the valley. But I'm here to tell you that's where you get your joy. That's where you get your greatness. That's where you get your endurance. Amen. Praise God. Your teaching in the valley. Praise God. Where we have struggles and where we have problems. See? Amen. Then we can experience what God can do. If we never have any trouble, then we can't realize that he's a trouble solver God. Amen. We don't have no problems. Amen. We can't really talk about what God can, how he can help us out of our problem. So we got to have some trials, and we got to have some temptations, and we got to have some trouble. Praise God. We must get in the valley, and that's okay. Long as the Lord, come on church. I said, as long as the Lord is in the valley, I know everything is going to be all right. Amen. I ain't got to worry about nothing, praise God. But you know, if we lift up to us, we'll stay on the mountaintop. Amen. Oh, boy. Just well, no worries. Amen. No troubles. Hey, come on, somebody. Amen. You must go and have some problems so we can call on this big God. So let's seek after God. He will keep us. Amen. In everlasting peace. Praise God. And we got to seek, and we're going to read here, you know, we got to seek him, but we make sure we don't want to wait too late before we seek him. Some people wait till the last day to seek the Lord. Amen. When they're on the bed of affliction. Amen. When they can't do nothing. Well, I'm going to call on the Lord, but I want to tell you, you need to call on him early. Praise God, where he can help you out. Let's turn over here and see what the words say. Amen. Isaiah, praise God. Praise God, the 55 chapter, amen, and verses, praise God, 6
and 7. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That's a powerful scripture there. You know, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Some people, I want to say this in the name of the Lord, sometimes the Lord be dealing with you and trying to get you to seek after him. And you kick him, so to speak, to the curb. You don't listen to his will and you ignoring the spirit, praise God. And so many times, sometimes you think, well, I come to him when I get ready. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, you got to come and seek the Lord while he is available. Praise God. While he is near, praise God. How many know he don't deal with us always? He don't strive with man always. When the word of God is being preached and the songs of Zion being sung, amen, you don't have to wait till the preacher get finished preaching. When the Lord is dealing with you, you come and pray. You come and seek the Lord. You come and draw nigh to the Lord while he'll draw nigh to you. And that's what this word of God is saying here. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. I need the Lord. Amen. I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to seek him till I find him. Praise ye God. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And then it said, and then call upon him while he is near. Amen. When the Lord start dealing with you, call on him and say, Lord, come on in my heart. Come on, Lord, I need you. Make me a new creature in Christ. Make me part of your life, Lord. Amen. I've been seeking after pleasures and I've been seeking after things that don't mean me no good, don't have no value. But I want to seek after you, Lord, where I can stand. Amen. In this world that we're living in, I tell you, praise God. That's why we're living in a time where the Bible said hell is enlarging itself daily, meaning that a lot of people done, amen, start seeking after this and seeking after that and done lose God and doing everything. That's why this world is wicked. Amen. That's why things are just happening, because folks is not really getting their mind on the Lord and seeking after the Lord. I'm here to tell you, church, amen, whatever your goals are, make sure your goals are being more and more like the Lord. Amen. Your goals should be, amen, I'm going to seek the Lord. Praise God. I need him every step of the way. I cannot do anything without him, huh? I cannot walk. Come on, somebody. Church. I said I cannot even walk unless he hold my hand. I can't even talk unless he give me some breath, praise God, amen. I can't even think, praise God, until he give me thinking ability. I can't do nothing, and you cannot do nothing without the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Just don't seek him and don't find him. Some people say, I've been seeking the Lord for years. But have you found him? Amen. Seek him. He is available. Amen. You can find him, but you got to seek him wholeheartedly. You can't seek him half-heartedly. You got to get down to business with God. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Seek him. Seek him. Praise God. In that verse there, the verse here. Praise God. Amen. The seventh verse. Amen. It said here, let the wicked. In order to seek the Lord, we have to let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return. Come on, somebody. Unto the Lord. And what will the Lord do? And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. See the vast difference? See, the Lord don't think like we think. Amen. He think more higher. He don't just think just earthly. But the Lord is a big God. And the Lord let you know, if you call on me, I will abundantly pardon you. What that mean? How many know when you call on the Lord, whatever your problem may be, whatever you have done, he is able to abundantly pardon you. Pardon me to make you free. Whatever you done, the evil you done committed, he will forgive you. He will pardon you. He will give you a clean slate. Amen. And say, now, continue to seek me. Continue to serve me. Continue to love me. Continue to fellowship. Continue to be a child of God. Amen. It's no time, church, to play with God. It's no time to be in. And there ain't no time to be out. In and out. In and out. We need to be in and stay in. Amen. Because one of them days you out, the Lord could come. And I don't want nobody to go to that everlasting hellfire. The Lord want all of us to come to him. He said, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. Yes, oh Lord. How many need rest this morning? And I believe some people are resting this morning already and not here. But they're resting in their beds. But that's no good. It's time to fellowship. It's time to be on fire for God. Amen. Time to seek after the Lord. When I lay down and it's time to go to church, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, man, it makes me jump out of that bed, get dressed, and come to church. Praise God. How many know? You look around sometimes, you see a few in number. But that's okay. You are here. You're doing what God told you to do. Seek me while you may be found. While he may be found. Call upon me. See, because when you stand before God, this ain't going to be a congregation matter or a church matter. It's going to be an individual matter. Amen. The Lord ain't gonna ask you about other folks. He's gonna ask you about how you conduct yourself. Do you seek me? Praise ye the Lord. So I'm here to tell you, let's seek the Lord. He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways. Huh? Praise God. He thinks more higher than we do. Amen. And that's why we serve this God, to help us. See, sometimes our thoughts may be, oh, I can't make it. Oh, I'm so low. Amen. Oh, I'm just barely making it. But God's thought is, oh, you God, I got you. You can make it. God, amen. You ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm here for you. Amen. I'll hold your hand and lift you up. Praise God. You don't have to fall. You don't have to slumber. You don't have to sleep. I got you. Amen. That's how the Lord thinks. Ain't the Lord good in here? So I thank the Lord. All right. Amen. So we want to keep the Lord in view. Nothing but God is in view. That's all we want to see. Amen. Is the Lord. You know, sometimes those animals, like the horses, they put blinders on them. Amen. They got a shield over here to the right, a shield over here to the left. And the only thing they can see is just straight. Amen. And that's how we need to do. Let's put our blinders on. We just want to just see the Lord. We just want to seek after him. We don't want to see nobody but Jesus. And the Lord is there beckoning us, and he's telling us to come. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will what? Give you rest. Amen. Thank the Lord. All right, let's turn now. Let's turn to Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms. The 105th chapter. Let's see what Brother David's talking about over here. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Praise God. Psalms 105. And we want to read verses 4 and 5. Praise God. What did that say? Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgment are in all the earth. So my key verse is verses 5 and verse 6. Verse 4 and verse 5. It says, seek the Lord. That's what we want to do. And not only seek the Lord, but seek his strength. Amen. Let's quit walking around here. Amen. Weak and falling and can't hardly make it and stumbling around. But I'm here to tell you we can seek the Lord and we can seek his strength. And he can help us in our weak hour. He can help us when we are struggling. He can help us when we can't hardly make it. Seek his face evermore. Amen. That's who we want to seek. Amen. His face evermore. Praise God. And it said, and when you seek his face, then you can't but remember all the great things he have done and what he can do. Amen. But the devil's trying to bluff you sometime and make you feel like the Lord ain't doing nothing for me. But I'm letting you know, yes, he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. Amen. You have blood running warm in your veins. You have activities of your limbs. Oh, yes, he is doing something for you. He doing marvelous works. He working on your behalf. Hello, somebody. Praise God. See, the devil wants you just to feel like nothing is happening. Amen. It's just dry and amen. It's just desolate and nothing going on. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. When you seek God, amen, the Lord will bring you in a more wealthier place. The God, amen, if you fall, he'll pick you up and brush you off. Oh, yes, he will. Hey, amen. When you sing like you don't know where to go and what to do, amen, he will do for you. He'll say, just follow me. Amen. I got you. Praise God. Amen. Seek him. And don't forget to remember his marvelous works that he has done. Can we see all the marvelous work that he has done? Or you got the blinders on and you're just looking at the devil's work. And that's why you're not doing God's work, because you're gazing at what the devil is doing. I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, let's look on the greatness of the Lord. Let's look on his marvelous work, because he is certainly doing something right in this day and time. You got people sitting around here acting like, where is God and what he's doing? He's doing what he's supposed to do. Amen. He's up high. He looked low. He got us all alive and well and doing our will. So put your trust in him. Amen, and he'll bring you through. The word said, remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. Praise God. See, the devil wants you to forget. He wants you to complain and mumble. He wants you to say, oh, the Lord ain't doing that for me, man. I done lost my car. I'm homeless. Oh, man, this and that. It just ain't working. Amen. Praise God. You know why it ain't working? Because you trying to do it on your own. You need to seek the Lord. The Lord will help you to pay your car note. The Lord will help you, amen, to not to be homeless. The Lord will help things to work, because something about when you pray and when you seek the Lord shall provide. Amen. He won't have you around here with your head hung down, amen, and looking to the ground. Huh? But when you serve the Lord, he'll have you looking up, come on somebody, to the hills of whence cometh thy help, knowing that your help come from the Lord. It's just something about when you serve the Lord. Amen. He won't leave you. He will be there with you forever. The Bible says, he told us, he said, I will. The Lord is telling us, I will never forsake you. Praise God. He will never leave us, not forsake us. Ain't God good? I thank God. I'm excited on what he's doing, because he's doing what he said he would do. Amen. In time like these, he can keep us rejoicing. In time like these, he can keep us marching. In time like these, he let us know that weeping endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Amen. When you seek God, amen, you don't have to falter or fall. You don't have to stumble. Amen. He can keep you upright. Amen. He can keep you steadfast. He can keep you unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. He didn't say sometime I'll abounding, but he said always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Now you, I don't want you to act like the Lord is a weakling. He ain't no weakling. He ain't a God that cannot perform. He ain't a God that cannot do what he said he will do. Amen. He's not disabled. He's an almighty God. He got all power in his hand. Praise God. Amen. Now, if you're there wandering in the wilderness, amen, it's because you want to wander in the wilderness. Praise God. You remember the Israelites, 40 years, they out there being hard-headed and doing what they didn't have to be out there. They had a big God. They just should listen to God. I will supply. I will make a way. I will fix it. I will prepare you a place. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, what I say, but you got to keep your eyes on the man. You got to keep your eyes on the person that doing something for you. Amen. Keep your eyes on the Lord. If you're hungry, he'll feed you. If you're naked, he will clothe you. Huh? If you're blind, he'll help you to see. If you're dumb, he'll help you to speak. Huh? Won't he do it? If you can't walk, he won't just put you on crutches. He'll pick you up and carry you. Man, that's my God. I boast and brag about my God, because I know he does marvelous works. I know he worked miracles. I know it ain't nothing too hard for him to do. Now, I know it might be hard for you to do it, but that's why we got to turn it over to the Lord and turn it to him, and he will work it out. How won't he do it? Amen. Yes, he will. Amen. Seek him, but you got to seek him early. You got to seek the Lord. You got to seek his strength. You ain't got no strength. That's why you got to seek his strength. He can give you strength to know that you can make it. He can give you strength where you can look up to him. Praise God. Seek his face evermore. You might didn't seek it earlier, but I'm here to tell you today, in the fear of the Lord, you need to seek him today. If you didn't seek him yesterday, if things was turmoil in your life yesterday, I'm here to tell you it can change. It can be a blessing today. It's the way you think. The Bible said the way a man think in his heart, so is he. If you think weak, you will be weak. If you think strong, you will be strong. If you feel like God cannot perform, then the Lord won't be able to do much for you. But you got to think positive. Lord, I know that you can do this. I know, amen, in my crisis, I know you can come by and help me. make a better way. Dark in my life, but I know you can turn the light on. You can allow the sun to shine in cloudy days. Praise God. Matter of fact, the sun is always shining. Only thing we need to do is just say, Lord, move the clouds. Move the clouds away. The sun is shining behind the clouds. Praise God. We all gonna have some cloudy days, but we can pray the clouds away. Amen. Clouds don't last forever, but the sun shall shine. Remember his marvelous works. Did we forget? Why are we disheartened? Why are we low and never got a joyful thing to say? You're looking sad and drained. Looking like you can't hardly make it from one day out of the other. God has better. God have better. Amen. Get a dose of Jesus. Amen. We sing that song. A little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Amen. We need to talk to the Lord. We need to pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, I need you. Pray from a pure heart. Just don't pray it and just uttering words and it's not real. But get down to business with God and say, Lord, I need you right now. Right now. Not tomorrow, not next week. Lord, I need you to come. I need you in my life. I need you to work some miracles. I need you to turn some things around, Lord. And I want to tell you, the Lord will come. How you know, Pastor? I tried them. I have been in them places where I really need him right then. And guess what? He came and rescued me. And he don't have no respect of person. He can come and rescue you as well. See, it don't matter what gender you may be. It don't matter what, if you're male or female. It don't matter if you're black, white, Jew, Greek. Amen. It don't matter. God loves all. See, man, sometimes, depending on your race, you get a extra promotion or you get a extra blessing from him. That's how the world doing things, I see. But I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord ain't pleased with that. The Bible teaches us that he loves everybody. We all are God creation. And he don't look on gender, color, creed, or race. He looks on two types of people. When you stand before God, he looks on two types of people. Righteous or unrighteous. He either gonna tell you, it don't matter who you are, if you sin, if you ain't living up to the knowledge of God and the word of God, he gonna tell you to depart from me. I never knew you, or I know you not. If you're living holy and righteous, amen. He gonna tell you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on and enter into the joys of the Lord. He ain't gonna tell you, now you got to sit over here on the right side of heaven in that south corner over there. And then I won't, you, okay, all of y'all in the same color, y'all go over that side. Amen. You, the white man, white people, y'all go over here to the right. Up here in the north side. And the blue man, you come over here on the west side. And then the folks that some of us didn't think were going to never make it. And they're in heaven and you somewhere else. Come on, somebody. He got a corner for them folks. that you just pronounce like, oh, they just demons possessed. They this and that, and there they got a corner. But I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord, if we get to heaven, we all going to get there together.
Amen.
Hello, ain't that good?
Praise.
Togetherness. We all going to be together. The black man, the white man, the red man, the blue man, and all kind of men's. We all going to be there together, amen, enjoying the goodness of God. Now, we here on this earth trying to separate and like certain types of people, and you like this certain type, and amen, and you give them special favor and all this, you better get it straight now. Because guess what? You ain't going up there. Because God don't have that kind of foolishness. We're going to have to love everybody. We're going to have to love everybody. We're going to have to love everybody. No matter what church you attend. It don't matter what your preference party may be. You may be a Republican. You better love everybody. Come on, somebody. You may be a Democrat. You better love everybody and treat everybody fair. Because I tell you what, I don't care who you are. Look at here. We all got to go by this.
Yes, amen.
How many know this is the roadmap? Yes. From earth to glory. And that's why this message I'm preaching this morning is very vital and very important. Because that's why people is veering off from the truth. Because they seeking prestige and honor and fame and riches and ain't seeking after the true God. Amen. When you seek God, it's all about the Lord. Whatever he want me to have, he gonna supply. Come on, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? I say he gonna supply my needs according to his riches. I ain't got to go rob nobody. I ain't got to take the stuff that belong to them. But I'm here to tell you, what's done in the dark will come to the light. We're living in a lot of things happening in our land and country today. I really don't know why the Lord having me to do this, say all of this. This wasn't part of my message. But the Lord, folks need this. But I'm here to tell you what's done in the night, it's going to come to the light.
Yes.
Folks think they hiding, doing crooked stuff, and they hiding. I really know you can't hide from God. Huh? You can't hide from God. And I'm here to tell you, the word of God is not just for the church people. It's for the unruly and the presidents and the high officials, for everybody in this whole world. Amen. And that's my job as Pastor Leonard. I preach to all of them because we're all in this world and we all got to die and we've all got to answer to God. Okay. And he either going to tell us, come on in, or he going to tell us, where I am, you cannot come. And I want to say, there ain't nothing but two places. You know, you don't have a half a dozen places to go to. You know, well, I don't, you know, I don't want to go here, but I think I'm going to go. No, I don't want to go there, but I want to go. Yeah, I want to go. No, I'm going to go to the other place. No, ain't but two places. That song said, hell or heaven you are choosing.
Yes.
Amen. You don't have no choice, but two choices. If you live right, you'll die right. If you live wrong and in sin, well, you're going down with the devil. I'm here to tell you, that's why I'm going to seek after the Lord and try to do what's right and live this word to the entirety. I cannot pick and choose, but I got to take the whole book and eat it up. Hosea, let's turn over here to Hosea. Hosea, the 10th chapter. And the 12th verse. Hosea 10:12. It says, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Amen. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. I will not be satisfied until the Lord rain righteousness upon us. Amen. So it's something we got to do. Huh? So what we got to do? We got to sow unto ourselves. Now, every man got to sow unto yourself. Don't sow nothing for me. You sow for yourself. Amen. You got to stand before God for you. Some people say, I'm going to sow this to him because he need this. No, you need that. It says, sow to yourself in righteousness. We got to sow righteousness. Amen. We can't sow sin and wrongdoing, but we must sow righteousness. And when we sow righteousness, then we'll do some reaping. We'll reap in mercy. Praise God. Sometimes we got some stiff hearts and some stiff minds, and we need to say, Lord, break up my fellow ground. Sometimes we're stubborn. We just, this is my way. This is how we going to do it. I ain't going to change. Your ground need to be broken up. Your fellow ground. It's too hard. The Lord can't work with you. You know, sometimes you can be too hard. Now, the Lord can't break you down to nothing if he want to. But he give man a choice. Whosoever will, let him come. If you want God, here he is. You want to be a child of God? Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest upon your soul. See? But if you don't want that, it's your choice. Then he gonna say, depart from me. You didn't serve me. You didn't obey my word. You did a lot of talking, but you didn't do a lot of walking. How many know it's high time to work for God? You must work while it's day, because no man can work when night comes. And I do believe this, and I'm going to say this. I do believe in my mind, with the terrible things that are happening and troubling our land, I do believe the Lord is trying to get people to recognize God, that you need God. You know, pray in times now. We need to get hold of the Lord. It ain't to make us depressed and make us where we don't want to do nothing. We don't have no kind of boost. You know, we just take it one day at a time and we complaining and talking about all the troubles. No, the Lord wants you to get close to him. The Lord wants you to be converted. The Lord wants you to be saved. The Bible said, therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. He wants you to be a new creature and have a new life. Amen. You ain't got to keep carrying that old life around. That life ain't did nothing for you, just brought you to the ground. You need to change. You need to say, Lord, I want you now. Devil, amen, go about your business. I've been serving you and ain't never got ahead of the game. I ain't never, amen, made it. Everything been chaos. But devil, go, go, go. Come on, somebody. Amen. There's a song we used to sing back in school. Shoot, fly. Don't bother me. Hey, amen. You need to let the devil know. Shoot, fly. Go about your business. Don't you try to bother me because I've blown to somebody else. I've blown to the Lord. I'm GP property. Praise God. I'm on the Lord's side. Come on, somebody. Praise God. So let the Lord work on you. He said, weep in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time. It is time. Can I add an extra word to that? It is high time to seek the Lord till he come and reign righteousness. Praise God. The Lord comes soon to come, and he come to reign righteousness. If you ain't righteous, you will not go back with the Lord. I can prove that in the scripture. Praise God. So that's why it behooves us to live right. Live a righteous and holy life. Word say, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. That's just mean the way. Holiness mean the way to live. Holiness mean living a clean and pure before God. Amen. And he can help us. See, that's why we got to make sure we got him in us. See, when we get committed to God and the Lord is conducting our walk and he conducting our mind and he conducting our souls, amen, it is him that lead us. Not ourselves. So when we got him in us, we are able and we got the strength to do whatever he have us to do. The Lord is a wise God. He will never put in his word instructions for us to go by and don't give us grace and strength and courage to do it. Amen. So whatever he tells us to do, rest assured that you got the strength and the grace to do whatever God tells you to do. Amen. Is that right? All right, let's move on now. We're traveling through here now, church. We just thank the Lord. Lord, I thank you for releasing my burden today. Lord, I thank you for preaching the word. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a spokesman. Amen. I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness. Praise God. All right, Luke. Let us turn to Luke. Luke. Amen. Matthew, Mark, Luke is the what? The third gospel. Amen. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Amen. The 11th chapter. Praise God. Are you praying for me, church? All right. Luke, the 11th chapter and the 10th verse. Bless. That's it. Say it again. Read that again, sister.
For everyone that asketh,
it, receive it.
And he that seeketh, find it.
He that seeketh, find it.
And to him that knocketh,
it shall be open. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. So this is a seal agreement that it works. If you seek, you will find it. Huh? You can't say, you know, I seek, I can't find it. You know, sometimes you lose something, you know, seek and you quit to give up. You know, I ain't find it. Amen. And you just act like it's nothing. But this is something when you can't find the Lord and can't find his greatness and his spirit. You keep seeking till you find it. And the Lord said, if you seek, you will find. Read that again, sister.
For everyone that asketh
receiveth. I don't care who you are. Everyone, you can be the master. You can be the supreme personnel in your community or in your country, king. Everyone that asks it, receive it.
And he that seeketh, find it.
And not only that, he that seeketh, find it. Now, if you knock, it shall be open. Amen. The Lord just don't have you just to knock and he won't open the door. Now, some of y'all do that. You right in your house and somebody knocking to your door and you won't even open. That happened to me several times. I don't know if it's because the preacher's coming or somebody in your house that don't supposed to be there. So you ain't going to open. But I hear you tiptoeing in there. I hear movement. But the Lord ain't that way. When you knock, he going to open. If you come to my house, if you knock, I'm going to open if I hear the knock. But sometimes I have 5 doors to my home. And if you way on the north side of my home and knock, and I'm way on the south side, I might can't hear you. So I won't get in trouble. I tell them all. I say, listen, I have 5 doors. I say, go around 5 doors and knock. One of them doors, you're going to hear me get up if I'm there. Praise God. But I'm glad God got a door and we knock. Amen. He will open. So in conclusion of the message, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to dream about this topic tonight. Seek the Lord.
Yes.
While he may be found. Do you get it now? Call upon him. While he may be near. Amen. When do you seek? Now the time to seek the Lord. He's dealing with all of us. His hands are stretched forth. And he's telling all of us, come. Come, come unto me.
Yes, Lord.
All you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a promise. If you come to the Lord, you seek the Lord while he may be found.
Yes, Lord.
He will give you rest right in these unrestful times we live in. Thank you, and God bless you.